there are these socks for ladies. You prop your feet up in your man's lap, and the bottom of them, it's got like printed images on the bottom of the socks.
Uh-huh.
So on the bottom of your feet. And it shows him where to rub or put pressure and what that particular pressure point will do to the lady. And none of them are bad.
Because none of them are going to make me pee my pants, right?
I don't think any of them are pee your pants.
Okay.
They're all good things.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if you had to pee your pants pressure points?
No, that would be awesome. I'd want to know where it was. You could walk up and just thumb somebody. You guys are like, oh, dude, come on, man.
I'm so strict about my Facebook that I don't even have anybody from Albuquerque on it. It's like, it's Facebook. It's for people that I went to school with.
Okay.
One person from Albuquerque, because he's the one who talked me into signing up for it. But after that, everybody is so
you should boot him. I mean, you know, rules are rules.
And Facebook seems more serious than MySpace about it. They're like, do you know this person? Only add people you know. Doesn't it seem more serious than MySpace?
What, they send somebody to your house?
35% of people say this is the worst thing you can do on a dinner date.
Picking your teeth?
Yeah.
Well, hey, the last thing you want to do is sit there and talk to them with a big piece of beef sticking out from between your, you know, your bicuspid and whatever's next to your bicuspid.
Your tricuspid.
No, it's not picking your teeth. KRST Breakfast Baffle, what's your guess?
Blowing your nose.
That's it. It's blowing your nose.
What?
At the table. What do you mean, what? Christina would blow her nose at the table on a date.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Really? You sit in the middle of a crowded restaurant, you're all...
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't do it.
It's just better just to get up and go to the bathroom for 2 seconds, blow your nose,
God,
and come back.
You guys are so hardcore.
Plus, then you can check. It's a restaurant! Plus, then you can, like, look in the mirror and make sure you didn't leave, like, a little something, you know, on the edge of your nostril
well,
there.
I am not going to date either one of you.
Definitively the coolest way ever to lose weight.
Okay.
It's all new. It's the Beauty Waste Cushion. The Beauty Waste Cushion is an ergonomically designed pillow, which will give you a rockin' bod just by sleeping on it. It's designed to enforce healthy posture and the tightening of key muscles, which in turn encourages an ideal body shape. They also have the Beauty Bottom Cushion, so that when you get to work, you can sit on this thing all day long, and it will, quote, make your butt tight enough to bounce a coin off.
I've always wanted one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
right now, the coin just gets lost. He just puts one arm around you in the cuddle, the one-arm cuddle. It's kind of like the one-arm hug. It's you're not fully committed.
He's going to two-pat you, and he's out.
Yeah, he's doing the bare minimum here.
Oh, okay. So, okay, it's the bare... Now if a guy is showing any affection and puts his arm around a girl, it's not enough.
There are better ways within that sphere of doing it. So go the chest
This
cuddle.
Is what I'm saying. There are better ways within the sphere of cuddling. Women are like, I wish you would cuddle. He doesn't ever cuddle. Why don't we cuddle? And then the guy cuddles. She's like...
He's like, this is...
Really? You're going to cuddle me like that? Oh, my gosh!
This is a landmine of cuddling. And researchers have done this new study about the habits of obese people.
Okay.
So, and I guess it can help you, basically.
So, this is a how-to.
Yeah, how to be obese if
okay.
you'd like to be obese.
Right.
Or, conversely, if you'd like not to be obese, things that you shouldn't do.
Okay.
But basically, they went to the holy grail of all of us, really, but the buffet.
Okay.
And they found those with the highest body mass index also okay. had the same set of habits. The first one was that when they were offered two different sets of sizes of plates, they always took 99% of the obese people took the bigger plate. That's one of the tips they tell you with just dieting in general. Always start off with a smaller plate, and because a bigger plate kind of tricks you. Another thing they found...
It tricks you. It's in disguise. It's like a little plate wearing a mustache. What? No, I'm a small plate. It's cool. You don't have to fill me up.
I guess a small plate.
And then once you're at the buffet, it rips off its mustache, and it's like, ah, I'm a big plate. You're going to eat so much. We get up with the Get Up Gang. 92.5.